So I've been ready to record the whole time. Any evidence to the contrary of this is going to be hand-waved away and retconned. Hello, and welcome to Cause and Effect, episode 44. This is, if you look at just the month number in the recordings, recorded 3 months after the last time. Because real life and pollen, and on one particular occasion, coconut.
Yes.
Yes. But we're here now, and that's what counts. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Well, except for Millie, unfortunately, who is dealing with the migraine for, like, I think 16 days now? It's been a lot. Yeah. But we do have Beth and Ellie and Eo and Jen with us, and my name is Crash. I will be your DM for the evening. And tonight, we are continuing where we left off at the end of episode 43, where, well, you tell me, what happened in episode 43?
We climbed for a long, long time.
You did, but you had great views, because parts of the climb involved a rope ladder that was connecting two halves of a tower. One half is flying.
The top half and the bottom half. Yeah.
Yes, the middle half is not
the
there.
The top half and the bottom.
This tower does consist of three halves. It's a wizard tower. Yes. Don't question it.
I mean, you can question it, but it's not going to answer anything sensible and might get mildly offended.
I think half the things that wizards do, they do deliberately so that you get befuddled and confused.
Seems plausible.
Look, they spent all those years, all those centuries studying the arcane workings of reality itself in order to bend it to their will and make you wonder how they got 2 times 2 equals 5.
They stuck a bunch of it into a sideways dimension.
Well, if it's equaling 5, they got it out of a sideways dimension.
One of those, yeah.
Actually, I did that pretty early on when I learned prestidigitation, and I just kept, like, doing that on the blackboard every time we were in class.
It's cookies kept.
Technically round kept, but yes.
Close enough.
Considering that I am round, and frequently during our intermission breaks go and get a cookie, I'm not sure how much of round kept is based on me. But with that said, you took a quest to go find Marwood, the original Marwood, who was an elf, a friend of Fiddlepunch the gnome, who figured prominently in multiple campaigns, who had been replaced and impersonated by Malthomax, the evil ancient green dragon from the first Circulus campaign. Well, you found the original Marwood. Congratulations. He was hiding in a tower that is warded against scrying and teleportation and even communication magics. So, good job you. I mean, Fiddlepunch helped doing lots of research over a very long number of years and basically hiring out adventurers to go investigate every single spot on Circulus that had been warded like this, because Marwood wasn't in any of the places that wasn't warded like this. Partway up the tower,
logical.
There was a shuddering thump, and then there was a hole in a receiving pad area, like terrace area on the tower. And it wasn't until you were having a conversation with Marwood, where it was revealed that he is somewhat senile and has moments of lucidity and moments where he is not, that you found out for sure that that thump was because a juror had been dropped on the tower. The tower cannot be teleported to. However, apparently you can teleport someone to nearby the tower. That's how you got here. You were on a boat. The juror was teleported to above the tower. This also worked. The tower did not appreciate it. The juror did not appreciate it. Because now they had a longer climb. But they have climbed. And as they showed up, Marwood cast Globe of Invulnerability. I think that's what it's called. Looking it up again to make sure I'm saying Globe of Invulnerability. Yes. Actual 6th level spell that can be done. I'm not just ad-libbing it this time. so far as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The second it's been used in a campaign.
It would have been nice if it was big enough to have all of us in it, but it wasn't.
Well, at least Marwood wasn't 100% sure about you.
Right. That is honestly fair. That's fair. Inconvenient, but fair.
Okay. So, as the session is starting, we have the juror. They pull themselves up to their full height, and you hear a voice coming from inside the juror going, "Ah, I'm definitely not used to being this tall." "Right. So, who are all you people?"
"If we tell you, do you have to kill us?"
"Well, I think this body might, whether or not you tell me."
"That's what I was afraid of. Sorry."
"I mean,
why are you here?"
"That's a good question. All I know is some tall, scary lady said, 'I'm sending you here. Go see if it's worth building a basin.' And I said, 'Why does it need to have an area for water in it? You've got plenty of spots to put water here.' And she said, 'That's not what I mean.'"
Okay. Oh. I think I know who that might be.
Yep. And what she means.
Yep.
The juror, while it is clearly, the voice is one that without additional clues, you would assume is that of a woman. So I'm going to say she, her pronouns for now. She's talking, the juror walks over to this glowing translucent sphere and hits it a few times. "Oh, that's a neat trick. Why, thank you. I'm not getting rid of it right now. You've already said you're going to kill me." "Oh, I don't want to."
"Do you have any control over that body at all?"
"Well, within reason, but I can't really go against what the boss lady tells me to do."
"Ah, do you suppose that you could turn your head and look out the hole for just a moment?"
"Well, I was told to look out for everything, so," and she looks over to the side.
19 stealth check.
Do you mean to be rolling privately?
No.
I asked Beth if she meant to be rolling privately.
No, I did not. I don't know why it is letting me roll privately. There.
I've learned that if I misclick, I downloaded an entire chat log from Foundry. So I'm going to remember that.
That's fun.
Because that's kind of neat.
The GM will remember this.
I mean, I'm not sure entirely how necessary that is for me, but that's kind of neat. And
indeed.
No, I'm not rolling a private persuasion check or performance check. It's another P word. There we go. Okay, I have made a roll. Right, well, it's certainly a nice view. I'll have to report that back. Where'd the kitty cat go? Well,
I'm afraid I cannot answer on the grounds that what I say may incriminate me.
Well, I'd love to keep chatting. I really would, honestly. But talking is a free action, and we've been doing that for way longer than 6 seconds, so I think I actually need to be moving and doing something else. Don't mind me. And she walks over. Tex is conveniently the first non-globed person here. I believe we're referring to the globe of invulnerability, not as a bubble, but as a mubble, because it's Marwood's bubble.
Mubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she walks around the mubble. And we are going to press a button. Yes, a button. You are right. So it gets to make 2 slam attacks. Attack number 1 is going to be a 36.
Oh,
that just barely hits.
That is 22 points of bludgeoning damage. And attack number 2 is a 37. Still not a crit.
Ouch.
It was a 19 on the die. It was pretty darn close.
Ouch. This is why the kitty cat disappeared.
And that is 26 points of damage. "Tell me sorry about this, but kind of glad you're still standing. Good on you."
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next is Marwood's turn, otherwise known as the GM kicking himself for having more than one character in this that is very close to each other in the initiative order.
Oh.
Dag nabbit. Marwood contemplates casting invisibility on himself. He does not.
But he's already in a bubble.
He is in a bubble. Technically, spells of 6th level or higher can go through it.
I suppose that's one reason to be concerned. However, also, when you're in a bubble, if the bubble doesn't go down, it's probably kind of obvious where you are.
No, that's not why I was talking about Marwood's bubble, the mubble, letting spells that are 6th level or higher go through them.
Understood. They go either way. Got it.
So we are going to cast Cone of Cold at 7th level.
Oh no. Hopefully not taking out too many of the PCs in the process.
It's being angled in a way where it won't. And I am eschewing placing a template because I cannot be bothered. I just have to erase it. That's going to be a DC 17 Constitution saving throw. That is a dirty 20. So that'll be 26 points of damage. Oh, that's a little bit chilly.
Ah.
And if I don't typo, I don't raise the juror's hit points to be over 1,000. There we go.
No. No, please don't. No.
Oh my. Okay.
I accidentally pressed a 1 along with the number that I wanted to press. So there was an extra 1 in there and it made a 4-digit number. Whoops. I have rectified the situation. It's fine now. That was Marwood's turn. Now it's Hobby's turn.
Hobby's turn. Okay. Hobby is going to sneak over. Is that an acceptable thing to do sneakily?
I mean, you can attempt this, sure.
Do I need to roll a stealth roll to do that?
I'm going to ask you to.
All right, another stealth roll. Let's see if we can stealth that. Apparently, I rolled a 27.
Well, I'm going to have to roll to see if she can see through a 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have rolled. What do you want to do?
Well, it's kind of... Well, so there's this thing called sneak attack, which I kind of want to... See if I can... Actually, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Do we have our squirt guns of anti-nanite?
I think after your last encounter with a juror, more than one party member has made sure that you always had a ready supply of squirt bottles. Filled to the brim.
In that case, I am going to sneak attack with my squirt gun.
Okay. Give me a roll to hit. It's... You're not proficient in squirt bottles. Just give me a dexterity check.
Okay.
And no, I am not letting any of you get proficiency in squirt bottle.
A griffing 9.
You lightly missed the air around you with a squirt bottle. Actually, you know what? Roll again. I'm going to let you get advantage.
Do I have inspiration? I used...
Well, roll into the 24 because it's a sneak attack. You're stealthed, so I'm allowing it to be at advantage.
Oh, okay. So I get to roll again. How about 22?
22. You know what? It's a mister. So I'm I'm going to fudge it and say the 22 actually does hit.
Because it makes a cloud?
Yes, it makes a cloud. So you weren't pointing it directly at the juror. You were focusing more on not being seen by the juror. But... The mist does hit.
Mixed squirt bottle, yes. Mental image of there's some rubble here, and the little furry hand appears above the rubble, and squirt, squirt, squirt. Let's hope that helps.
Okay.
A mister.
Okay, that's good.
That's not a mix or a miss.
Why does the thing with 10 of 10 charges say 5 of 5?
I mean, it all
don't know.
Rounds out to the same fraction. That makes a 1. 10 of 10, 5 of 5. They both equal 1. No.
And could you humor me, Beth, and give me a D100 roll?
Oh. A D100 roll?
Yes.
I can attempt this thing.
It's in the right underneath the chat box in Foundry. Yep, there we go. So that's a 22.
Wonderful. I can also do slash roll d100. That seems to have worked.
Okay.
I got a 76.
So
is higher better?
And give me a d20 roll.
20.
I will tell you that the we're rolling on a table here. Higher is not necessarily better. Neither is lower.
Okay. Neither is a one. I hope a one isn't.
Okay.
I have issues.
So, here's the result from the table. For the next day, you have advantage on the next 2d6 rolls you make, where you don't already have advantage. So, give me a 2d6 roll.
Okay. 9.
All right. So, you have advantage on the next 9 rolls that you make. You might want to mark that off somewhere.
I will try to figure out a place to do that. Yes. Huh.
All right.
Let's get it.
So, next up is Mech, who was turned invisible during the last session 3 months ago and is still invisible. Right. It is the longest lasting invisibility spell.
Invisibility.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Is this greater invisibility, or I think it is because it's a concentration spell.
No, this isn't greater. This is regular. Regular is also concentration.
Oh.
Huh?
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Mech is invisible.
All invisibilities are concentration.
Mech is invisible until Mech does a thing that Mech is probably going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for the sake of this map, remember that you can go through squares that are occupied by friends. So you're not walled off.
Okay. So Mech is going to move closer to the action, if possible. Okay.
You can't move through the bubble, but you can move through Mech.
No. Yeah, I wasn't going to go through the bubble. I was going to stop at the bubble. And yeah,
I see how you're doing.
Moved right there, and
this is going to be fine.
It'd be interesting. So if Mech could be, I don't know how long the spell lasts that she's has on her.
As soon as you try to hit, the spell will go away.
Okay. But I am aware that there is a human in there somewhere. You know?
Probably a dwarf.
Most likely
actually.
A dwarf.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Because
yeah.
It was a dwarf mining town that had been, had all of its occupants kidnapped from. Now, that might not be the only settlement, but based on my incredibly bad attempt at an accent, likely
you're
a dwarf.
Doing all right. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask this presumed dwarf, is there a way we can safely get you out of that?
Well, from what I've been told, where's that voice come from? Oh, never mind. What I've been told is just my brain is left. So if you got me out of here, I'd probably be dying. Which, you know, I get to see my boys again.
Oh, my.
Yeah. They died when the Krakens attacked. It was a thing. Went down fighting. Quite literally, the ship was sunk.
You've been through a lot.
Oh, I joined a mining company to try to get away from all the bad memories, and you see what that gets me.
So, you were sent here to explore?
Scout around, see if this would be a good place for a base. Apparently, you can't just look into it from the outside, so
I think that's probably accurate, yes.
Makes it useful if you're planning on abducting a bunch of dwarves and putting their brains in giant robots. Or whatever she's doing.
Where do you think she is at this moment?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is when I looked out the windows, it was all swirly and magic-y.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have no reason to fight you.
Except for the poor other.
That's a shame, because I don't have any reason to fight you either, except I'm going to have to. You seem like nice people. Would have loved to met you before all this happened. Shame to kill you.
Right. You can try.
Unfortunately, she's going to have to.
Uh-huh. She doesn't have a choice. It's awful.
Unless you have some
way to figure out
how to stop it. This
yeah,
bottle, I will tell you, While it hit, you'll notice I didn't say anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't me forgetting.
Okay.
There was no dissolving.
There's
no dissolving. Okay.
It's possible she didn't even notice, since the source is currently being very good at stealthy.
All right, then. If you have to do this, we'll do this.
Would you like to
get the battle axe off my back? Yes. Yep. Let me get the character sheet up. I didn't do that yet. Okay, so where's the rage thing here? It's been a bit. Okay, it says
rage
1 out of 4 right now.
On the third tab down.
Yep, I think. Yeah, this little thing over here that says rage.
Yep,
it says 1 out of 4.
4 out of 4. If you click on rage, you'll have a button that says usability.
Yeah, except it's not letting me do that.
You should be able to click.
You may
on
need to manual. The GM may need to manually fix the rage because
well,
I suspect
I will
that
click
it did
it.
Not reset there. After a long
I
rest.
I have clicked.
Okay.
I have made you angry.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I provide a valuable service.
Yes. Hey.
Why is that? That's weird.
What?
The one under your favorites isn't tracking the one in features.
Oh.
That's like the one under favorites didn't reset when you did a long rest.
Huh.
Yeah, the one under favorites says 0 out of 4.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, at this moment that we are recording this in June, there is currently a switch over from Foundry 11 to Foundry 12. We are on still Foundry 11 because we don't want to break GURPS or Cypher System, even if Dungeons & Dragons is theoretically ready for 12. So we have probably, and this is me guessing here, and you know what they say about people assuming things.
Yep.
There is probably a loss of functionality because they've switched things over to how it should work for 12. There are other mods that I have installed that are not upgrading because they have a little parameter in them saying, hey, we're set up for 12 now. We're not going to change anything because otherwise stuff would break. Dungeons and Dragons just said, here you go. It's fine. Anyway,
okay.
You're raging. You have a great axe of intimidation.
I am.
You like to use it.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to take a swing at this poor human brain inside there, I guess. See how that goes. So I'm all trying to remember how to do that. I just roll, right? Is it a D20?
In your character sheet, if you are on the second tab, the one that says inventory. Wait, no, I'm wrong.
Get there.
I'm wrong. Don't go there because that
not the,
doesn't
not
give
the,
you an attack.
Okay.
And I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Hmm.
Well, all of you heard that, but that was not in the recording. So there's that.
Okay.
Because I had enough time to mute one thing.
There you go.
Now back to looking for where your attacks are.
Yeah.
They're not under spells. That'd be silly.
That would be silly.
Isn't it? Aren't they under inventory?
Oh, wait.
Inventory.
It is. Yeah. Yes, you can do this in
you
inventory.
You click the great X and then.
I was right the first time, then I thought I was wrong. So, yeah, in your inventory.
And then, Jen, in the
great X.
And then in the chat, Jen, you should have an attack and a damage button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Click the attack button.
Okay. Where did it go?
It's in the chat.
Oh, sorry. There it is. Okay, so that's Great Axe of Intimidation +1. Yes. And it changes to a solid color of your choice. It drifts with illusionary blood if you want that. I don't think we need that over here right now.
Yeah, right
you
now
can freak
you're just
out
clicking
Barwood,
on the attack
you know?
Button.
Okay, attack. There we go. Normal?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Get this going.
Well,
that's
with
a 27.
27, you're going to hit. Go ahead and click the damage button now.
Okay. Here we go. And normal, yes? Yeah?
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's an 11.
Ooh, that's neat. Underneath, it gave me an apply button. I can just click on that, and it took the damage off the juror.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
All right.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, now I'm down 48 damage.
Oh, no. It applied it to you?
No, I was just down 48 damage.
Oh.
Yeah, because the juror was hitting earlier. So with that done,
mm-hmm.
I believe you get a second attack.
Oh, right. Okay.
So go ahead just and hit the same button. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. That's a 16.
That's not going to hit.
Okay.
Okay. But that first hit, I will say, dug into the shoulder pretty hard. But as you pulled your axe free, you could already see that it's starting to seal back up again.
Oh, no.
So it might be that it's actually healing. It might be that the nanites are just like, oh, well, a bunch of us died. Quick, hold hands to keep the arm from falling off.
That might be that, yeah.
But this is six seconds, so you don't know.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going to ask
no idea.
You, Jen, to roll mm-hmm. a D100 for me.
Okay.
So in the chat box, in the chat box, you have all those dice underneath. On the far right, you've got two dice instead of one. Click on that and then click roll.
Okay, there's a click that and roll.
Mm-hmm.
38.
Okay, that's a 38. So with a 38, let's see what you got. Each creature within 30 feet of you becomes invisible for the next minute.
So awesome.
You pop into existence, do an attack,
yep.
and then immediately disappear again.
Oh, wait. Immediately everyone disappears.
Yes. Everyone is now invisible. I love this. By the way,
I'm using
different wild magic tables.
Oh, no.
So it's possible for two people to get the same number and have different effects.
Wow.
So we are just going to go. Everyone's
invisible. It just popped up that way in the, boundary.
Yeah.
Can I drop concentration? I want to drop concentration.
You could definitely drop concentration because now something else is doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ellie and I both made Tex invisible, which made Tex just be a blinker.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh my gosh. The effect of this is like trippy.
That's really
let
weird.
Let me make a screenshot of this.
And now I have a negative version.
Yeah, we're solarized.
Yeah.
Marwood looks really cool. Marwood looks like a ghost.
Does, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that you would know.
Because
Marwood's invisible.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So now it is A's turn.
A,
I'm really sorry about this. A is going to move further away. But also A is going to throw things. Because
right.
The number of hit points that A has, A could be one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So A is not going to do that.
We want A's.
Okay, but A uses psionic power for knives, so they're not in his inventory. There they are. They're under features. It's not a bug. It's actually a psychic blade. And I really love that if I really wanted to, I could have A roll strength for a dagger attack. It gave me psychic blade's attack strength as an option. I will never use this. Okay, so the first attack is going to be a 25. Actually, I should roll again because pack tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second
25.
Yeah. That second roll is we're just going to hand wave it away. Because I had A selected, it's wanting to know if I want to apply the damage to A.
No.
No.
It does change who I want to apply damage to when I change who I have selected. So that's, I like this feature.
Nice.
I do appreciate that. Dang
it.
And now for the offhand attack.
Oh.
Is not going to hit. It's fine.
Alas.
One of them did.
Okay.
Oh, but you know what I didn't roll?
Sneak attack.
Sneak attack!
Exactly.
11.
No, I am not applying sneak attack damage to A. Stop asking me that, Foundry. Foundry, I thought we were friends. And this also means that A is currently visible. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't have rolled at advantage.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because A is trying to hit someone who's invisible. But it doesn't matter because the first roll was higher anyway. I was only trying to see if I got a nat 20. I'm glad I didn't have to resolve that problem. All right. So that is A's turn. A is third highest in damage dealt.
All right.
That three people have dealt damage is not relevant to this conversation. I don't know why anyone brought that up. You are no longer concentrating, but you are still flying and invisible.
All right, let's get us a hole bit in this higher. And Tex, where are you?
Will you be able to tell if I use my voice? Because otherwise, I don't know how to inform you of that.
We are going to have Magpie fly over there. I don't know why Magpie isn't invisible, but that does make it easier to find Magpie on the map.
We're going to say that Magpie actually is invisible because creature conjured through magical energy from the Feywild is still a creature, somehow.
Okay.
Feywild?
Or some wherever. Of them are from the Feywild. It depends. From not here. Let's put it that way. From not here.
I believe familiars are either divine, fey, or infernal, and
probably yes, you are a tiefling. But Asmodeus is technically a god.
Interesting. Yes, yeah, but that's an not
infernal
the tiefling
one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. I'm Mo. I'm not any of these things. I do want to be on the record.
And yes, canonically, but Magpie is infernal.
And canonically, I can be part of this conversation. It's been established, even though I'm over here. On the continent.
And glad to be there.
Actually, that's a good question. Would Mo be able to see what's going on here, considering how the tower works? I'm not going to resolve that right now. It's not a problem.
No.
Yes. So Magpie is flying over and trying to settle on where Tex is, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I am going to... Oh, I see what you're doing. Good idea.
I am doing what familiars do. I am delivering a touch spell through the bird and healing Tex for 12 points.
It's a shame that Magpie is invisible because that means we don't see the clipping error of a bird coming over and landing on an invisible thing. And then a developer
and then flying away again.
And a developer spending 3 weeks trying to fix the bug. Look, the tree is right
there. Not
a bug,
it's a feature.
The X and Y coordinates match. Why doesn't it match? Because the developer was only looking at the X and Y coordinates. There was also a Z coordinate, and it was off. Well, the problem is the developer was off-site. They were in Europe. They were using the metric system. So in metric units, it actually was the correct coordinate. But unfortunately, the game devs that were in the United States were using imperial measurement and really just blame the metric system for this. As an American, I could say blame imperial, but I'm not going to because I'm an American. With digression aside, you have done healing, which I do not believe breaks invisibility.
Depends on the kind of invisibility.
Oh, cast a spell.
If it was an invisibility spell, yes. If I'm just invisible, no.
And this is why I copy-paste the text from the wild magic table into the chat, because it does say, or cast a spell. So at this point, yes, you are now visible.
Or someone is. Someone presumably is. Careful.
Oh, I was on the wrong chat. Thankfully, I'm up here.
the only better place to be would have been like over at hole in the wall so that you could just sort of, you know, peek out and be presumably a harder target.
From a certain point of view, this tower is now abandoned except for A and Cavil.
That's concerning.
Okay, let's not accidentally apply blinded to myself trying to figure out how to unturn myself. Oh, you got it.
Yeah. It's game mechanics wise, you effectively blinked.
That's a good explanation.
Doesn't that mean a short teleportation in a random direction? You don't want to do that. You're very close to a wall and we're very high up. Yes,
yeah,
Ellie,
but
it was a blunk. It happened.
And also there's flying.
And now, unless Cavil has another thing that Cavil wants to do.
Oh, yeah, I have a bonus action.
I'm just proud that I remembered that people have bonus actions that they might want to use. I don't always.
I mean, that's fair.
Wait, do you have to see people for that one? Yeah, you do. I can't do that. Try it.
Try another one.
You can see A.
A isn't damaged, are they?
True.
I better not be. I counted all my fingers twice. I did lose count the first time.
I mean, that's fair.
So, none of that. No bonus actions here.
Okay. Well, we're going to end the round here and start the new round, which means that Tex is going first.
I was about to say.
Actual round settings are arbitrary. And Ellie was concerned that Tex was going last, so I've decided to make it so that Tex is going first in the second round. It's a certain point of view. This is
the
Star Wars game.
I didn't get an action in the first round. That's how it's
going to be. Oh, wait. I forgot. Before Ellie starts round two, Cavil, I need a D100 roll.
Oh, right.
Oh.
I was sure you were going to say the juror gets a lair action.
This is not the juror's lair.
Okay. That's
a 10. Now, remember, higher does not mean better or worse.
2d10s appeared. 2d10s appeared and
yes.
Then...
Also, you rolled as long kept, which very much amuses me.
Yeah.
I don't know why it rolled as long.
I don't know either.
That's the character you have selected.
Oh.
Down in the lower left-hand corner, that's the character you have selected.
Oh.
Yep, I'm in sorry mode. I'll have to see.
Okay, you're going to have to blame Chroma for this one. You cast Grease, centered on yourself. Effectively, this is not doing anything game mechanics wise because you're flying. But you are now covered in grease that is dripping down on the ground underneath you. If Mo is able to see what's going on, Mo is now wishing that Mo couldn't see what. Okay.
I appear in a shower
of grease.
Grease.
Imagine, if you will, there is a sort of splatter splash sound as you come into existence. Game mechanics wise, this changes nothing.
This is not the favorite dramatic entrance that I have ever made.
Also, possibly not the worst.
Yeah, not the worst.
Okay, now it is time for Tex.
I still can't see anybody except A and
yes,
Cavil, right?
Correct. Everyone else is currently still invisible.
We don't see. Presumably you know where you left your juror.
Yes.
Rules as written, invisibility doesn't mean you don't know where they are. It means you just have to roll it.
Disadvantage
and sight-based things don't work. Dwarves are not known for their stealthiness. Nira are very large robots.
Mm-hmm.
Mech doesn't need to be stealthy. Mech has a very large axe.
Yes. And a hat. Because why not?
And we are stalling for Tex to decide.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
By randomly clicking, I found Magpie. Magpie is so tiny and the same color as the walls that I didn't see where Magpie was until I just randomly clicked on them. Magpie didn't need to be invisible. Magpie has camouflage.
Oh, okay. No, I can't do the really funny thing that I was going to do.
Oh.
And with Marwise not having, or Marwood not having moved, I can't do the other really funny thing I was going to do.
I mean, there's a bubble there. So depending on what you're going to do, the bubble is not going to take any damage, presumably.
No, the problem is that I need to be where Marwise is.
Ah. Marwood. I keep
Marwood. What you want to do. What you wanted to do. There's still ways to try to make it happen, but it's going to be more than one turn worth of ingenuity.
Yeah. It would have been funny, though.
How much of an area does Greece cover, by the way?
10-foot square.
Ooh.
Which is really difficult to do.
Well, it was centered.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's why it's difficult to do.
Because it's taking up half squares that aren't.
Yeah. If I try to measure it in Foundry, I have to measure it in half squares. Oh, I read that as 10 feet on its side. Oh, I guess you did too. No, I didn't. I read that as 10. The sides are 10 feet from the center.
Well, while you're deciding what to do, I'll be Googling Greece. That's not a context quote.
Mm-hmm.
With the absence of the word radius, I'm assuming 10 foot is length of each side.
Okay, fair enough. Does the bubble actually prevent the juror from moving into the square next to Marwood?
I'm going to say that unless, like, one could argue that any square, how am I wording this? So there's six squares that currently have the circle involved in it.
Right.
The middle two, vertically, I would say are almost entirely encapsulated in the bubble, and therefore, this text is really distracting me, and I'm going to turn it back off now. Thank you. having the words, I'm Greece, written over top of Cavill and all the blocks around Cavill is a bit much. It was larger than the square.
It was, yes.
Yes, and I was starting to think of an old musical, but never mind about that.
I was about to say.
Yeah. And a not as good sequel, but never mind about that. The four on the edges, horizontally, I would say that someone could technically occupy that space and not be in the bubble.
Okay. Then, Hobby Duck, I'm going to go ahead and hit it with a hammer.
Hobby, actually? Yes. Can see what you're doing, because Hobby has blind fighting as a paladin.
Oh, fair.
Also, Hobby, if therefore, you're being stealthy, will duck. If you're being stealthy, you probably were already crouched.
Yeah, I figured look, she's a tabaxi. Half the time when she's stealthing around, she's doing it on all fours.
We've all seen the World of Warcraft stealth animations. No one's standing at full height. But in any case...
I know, yeah. I didn't switch her, too. Hit that with a hammer.
It's a bold strategy.
Huh.
Let's see if it pays off.
No, I just forgot to do something on my character sheet. I have been playing as though I've done it. I just haven't done it. Oh, weird. Anyway, we can go through this later. Yeah, I'm going to hit it with a hammer. Oh, that's what that does. 18, and I am going to go ahead and make that a precision attack. I think mine are D10s, D20. I get to add a D8 to my attack roll.
Oh, good.
Good. 6 brings it to a 24.
You hit.
Neat.
I do need to stop looking at the juror's CR like it's the juror's AC. But I will tell you that what you've rolled will hit.
Okay. Okay. My perfectly normal damage, and the juror is shoved backwards 5 feet.
Oof.
And I'm using part of my movement to... Oh, and...
You are now visible.
I'm not invisible anymore. I'm using part of my movement to move into its space. And for my second attack, I'm commanding A to strike.
It's going to have to be a trick shot. A barely has line of sight around the mubble.
That's true.
Command Hobby to strike.
I am commanding Hobby to strike.
Okay. Hobby, I will note, unfortunately, does not necessarily have a weapon out because she was trying to use a sword gun first for a change. But that's okay.
You can draw quickly. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I can draw quick. Then I will draw my deck.
The squirt gun is what I was hoping Hobby would use.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. In that case, sure.
Oh, am I? Hmm? I'll just do it.
I was going to ask you to roll. So I'll be looking that up while Hobby makes a squirt gun attack.
Mm-hmm. That can see or hear you. Yep, that's right. Okay, squirt gun. That's the dex.
That's just a straight dex roll.
And do I get to do it at advantage?
It's invisible, but you get to have advantage on your next several rolls.
So you just make it straight up.
Cancel each other out. Straight up roll, normal. Even though it's invisible. And Ellie, I'm going to ask you to also roll a d20.
Oh, neat. 3.
Okay. So the 13 doesn't hit.
I caught that reference. Sorry.
And the 3 gets you to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
There you go.
Because I also got the reference.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, crunch. 3.
Huh. Well, that's a thing. Hmm? You gain the service of an arcane eye for 1 hour that does not require concentration.
Interesting.
What does an arcane eye do?
It's a spell. You create an invisible magical eye within range that hovers in the air for the duration. You mentally receive visual information from the eye, which has normal vision and dark vision out to 30 feet. The eye can look in every direction. As an action, you can move the eye up to 30 feet in any direction. There is no limit to how far away from the eye you can move, but it can't enter another plane of existence. A solid barrier blocks the eye's movement, but the eye can pass through an opening as small as a 1-inch in diameter hole. So... this is, like Greece, not going to have a lot of relevance.
This is extremely disorienting.
My best. Oh, no.
It's like having a pop-up window over on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You now have a backup, Cam.
I already have a HUD.
Your HUD is acquiring pop-ups.
Oh, do I un-invisible now?
Oddly enough, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
There is a reason why I'm saying no for you.
All right.
But we're just going to let it go with that.
I tried to missed it, and I don't know if a 13 worked, but there's a little miss.
A 13 definitely missed. You were not able to miss.
But I'm bumped.
I retroactively take credit for every pun, although that one wasn't planned, I still take credit for it.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Are you going to take credit for the fact that Tex managed to punt the juror? Sorry. Punt, you know.
Got it.
I take credit for every pun that originated from me. I would not steal Ellie's puns or yours, for they are yours and Ellie's. With that said, I will also take credit for the fact we've been playing for a little over an hour. Let's take a short break.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. We're back, and... while we were gone, I rolled on the wild magic table for Marwood, who did have an attack, and for the juror, who did have an attack. What those results are, I'm not saying yet. So we're going to move forward with that. And Tex has some more things that Tex can do. So we're going to go on to that.
Despite my having complained, I'm not actually going to take my action surge. What I am going to do is say... I would prefer not to kill you. Is there a way to stop this body?
Well, if I knew that, I'd probably have already started it. But all things considered, I prefer you not kill me either.
All you have to do is say sleep, and we will look for some sort of function to do that.
Well, I can say sleep all I want, but I don't think I know how to actually give you a hand with the whole, ststopping me thing.
There's the Star Trek reference for the night.
Unfortunately, this juror has never watched Star Trek.
Tragedy.
Yes.
Well, then, I'm afraid you're going to have to keep hitting me.
Oh, terribly sorry about all this.
I assure you, we do have very good clerics back at Flag. And that's the end of my turn.
Okay. So we're going to have...
No, of course, it is the proto-jurors. It is the proto-jurors' turn, so we can continue the banter if you want.
Oh, certainly. Right. So it looks like the first tech's going to be an overhand swing. Here it comes. With her saying this, you have the opportunity to prepare for it. So I'm going to make this roll at disadvantage.
Okay.
Yes.
At that's only 29. That's a 29.
Wow.
Yeah, if the juror rolls higher than a 4, it rolls a 4 or higher, it hits me.
Oh, hold on. I can apply the damage to your character.
Boop. Hooray.
all 27 verses of it.
Mm-hmm. And the juror appears with this attack, and you see that she is, in fact, bright pink.
Wow. Thought so.
Yeah,
you thought so? I don't know how I realized. I literally, when you were giggling about it during the break, was going, what? The juror just turned bright pink. And I wish I'd said that out loud, because it would have been hilarious.
Your skin turns a vibrant shade of color. A remove curse spell of 5th level or higher can end this effect.
Not gonna bother.
I'm more of an autumn, don't you know? Actually, that was a different accent altogether. I was going Pennsylvania Dutch there.
Yeah, sounds a bit.
Yeah, my Pennsylvanian is showing. Channeling my old Grampy Gerhardt, who was not actually my grandfather. More like my great, but never mind. Fought at Gettysburg. Moving forward.
Oh, rat. Huh? Never mind. It's okay. Far past. It's okay. Far past. Never.
So I did that wrong. We're going to roll again. Right. So this one looks like it's going to be an uppercut. And rolling
that one, I catch.
To the 20.
A 20, I catch.
Ooh, good catch.
The first one hit me because I was bracing for the second.
Where were you the last time we had a bar fight? Could have used you.
For the record, by the way, I am not yet bloodied.
Oh, good.
And that was the juror's second round of combat. So I am going to roll another D100 on the wild magic table. Let's see what happens. And that's a 31. Let's take a look. Okay, that's a thing.
Oh, no.
For next minute, any flammable object you touch that isn't being worn or carried by another creature bursts into flame.
Oh, no.
Might not affect game mechanics.
Hooray.
It's the Midas touch, except for
fire.
Flammables.
Approve. What?
What does that do with Marward's bubble if that hits, like...
It's not an object.
It's not flammable.
Oh,
it's also not flammable. Yes.
Hmm.
Are the flames pink?
Oh, interesting.
Well, you'll just have to find out, because currently not holding anything. Oh, wait. Well, the ground is not flammable. The ground is stone. So far as you know, there's not actually an effect going on.
Okay.
Next up is Marwood. I see you.
In any other circumstance, that would be an alarming statement.
And we're going to cast this spell at 8th level.
Wow.
Because if I cast it at a lower level, it won't go through the bubble. And I already used up the 7th level spell slot, so can't cast it at 7th.
Lightning bolt!
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Okay. That's a fail!
Oh.
And damage. Useful.
No bonuses to dex. Yay!
That's a lot of D6s. 42 points.
A lot of D6s.
We're going to apply that. Wow. There we go.
Wow.
What's funny is that actually is below average damage.
Yep. There were a few ones and such in there.
I had a moment of panic when I...
I was just going to say average damage for lightning bolt. Average damage for 13D6 is 42.5.
So you're technically correct that it's below average. which is the best kind of correct. I had a moment of panic when I looked over at the character sheet and saw that damage resistances included damage from spells.
Mm.
But then I realized that I used the Archmage stat block for Marwood. And I was looking at Marwood's character sheet.
Yes.
I did not have to retroactively say, oh, all that massive damage. Nope. Yes, it's fine. We're all fine here. How are you? And we're going to roll a D100 for Marwood. That is a 44.
That should be interesting. Get us?
Well, it might be. Okay, so as Marwood casts that spell, two things happen. One, Marwood pops into view because that was a spell cast, but also illusory butterflies and flower petals flutter in the air within 10 feet of you for the next minute.
So he has butterflies and flower petals now, or just the whole room?
Yes. it's a good thing that Utashi isn't here.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Distraction.
Oh, yeah. That little kobold is easily distracted.
Yes, mm-hmm. And would be.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got the anime flower petal butterfly look.
I think that's a much better dramatic entrance than drenching myself in grace, don't you?
Marwood, may I recommend that you move away from the creature that's trying to kill you?
Can't move too far in this mubble of mine, but just far enough.
Well, it's better.
Right. And next up is Javi, who is still invisible and has 8 more advantage rolls to go.
Yes. Actually, she should have had an advantage roll on the other one because that wasn't invisible to me. She has blind fighting. She sees through invisibility.
True.
Well, that's a fair cop.
If I move, do I need to move to get an appropriate line of attack or a corner attack's available?
So long as the squares are touching and corner to corner touching counts, then you are in an adjacent square. So you could attack from there. You could move south 1 square and attack from there too.
No, I think I'm going to stay right here. Never know what Tex is going to do. Try to knock people back into the wall and maybe off the ledge.
I was going to say the wall has nothing to do with what Tex's plan is.
I'm sure that
it kind of does.
Yeah.
In that I'm going to have to squeeze past it.
Okay.
Gonna do 1 more attempt at a squirt, and I get to do this at advantage, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Dexterity. Ability check. Advantage.
A 23.
23?
Yep. You.
Can I miss that sucker 1 more time? See
if
it does.
You missed her squarely in the face. Hmm. Well, what passes for me knows is picking up a... Ooh. Yeah, boss lady told me about those. Nanites, she said. Apparently, you melted a few jurors previously.
1 or 2.
Yeah, she didn't take too kindly to that.
Is it working?
Diagnostics say not quite.
Should I keep trying or should I go for something else?
Well, I'd prefer if you didn't kill me. But all things considered, if you're trying to stop me, that squirt bottle's not going to do it. Probably have a better effect stopping you from doing something that you didn't want done.
Crash,
the irony
cut
of a cat with
me.
A squirt bottle is not lost on me.
Mm-hmm. Good. You were cutting out, Crash. I did not catch most of
what you
said.
Basically, she said, yeah, the squirt bottle is not doing anything.
In that case, for my bonus action, I'm going to cast a Shadow Blade.
Okay.
I also, do I have a duo attack option here? Do I get to attack twice? Can't tell. Where'd that go?
I don't believe you do.
Don't have duo attack yet? Well, I'm probably visible now.
Well, you cast a spell, so yes.
Yep. I mean, I would have stayed invisible doing squirt, 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 but if diagnostics say it's not working, then
this is why you didn't become visible when you did the squirt, squirt, squirt. Because it wasn't an attack.
It was not actually.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That was a sad thought. Oh, well.
Okay. All right. Which was the most debilitating thing so far in this battle because action economy. All right, give me a D100 roll.
Oh, that thinks it's an attack.
I'm doing them after each turn, regardless of an attack or not.
Ah, oh.
A 34. 34.
34.
So the reason why I'm doing two tables is because I look at one, and if I don't like that, I go to the other.
That's fair.
I'm also doing this if it's a duplicate. For the next also minute, fair. You must whisper when you speak. For the sake of the recording, Tommy's I'm sure it'll be a stage whisper.
Yeah. Hobby's a rogue. I assume they do that anyway.
Hobby is a rogue, but a cat. And therefore, possibly when sneaking, announces things loudly anyway.
That.
You mean I'm not supposed to yell sneak attack at maximum volume when I stab someone? I keep hitting them. For the record, it's because Monty is an ancient red dragon, and therefore using ancient red dragon stats doesn't tend to miss. Sneak attack or otherwise. With that said, that is Hobby's turn. It is now Mech's turn again.
Okay, so let's see. I've got Marwood in front of me in his bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I've got
Tex's diagonal from you. You could go Tex's square to get to the square.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You could move the square to the left of the juror if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
And you're pretty much the only character who I'm going to have to like step to the side to let you pass.
Yes. Okay.
And you're still invisible until you do a thing now.
Until I do a thing now. Okay.
Yeah.
How do I uninvisible?
I'll take care of it. Just focus on your attacks.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're going to try to hit with the battle axe again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's see.
So in your inventory, you're going to click on the Great Axe of Intimidation.
Okay. Great Axe of Intimidation.
And then go ahead and click on the attack button.
Here we go. Normal? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
16 is not going to hit.
16.
Roll your second attack.
Okay. 20?
20 is also not going to hit.
Okay. Ooh. So I figure maybe Mech was like holding back on the axe so as not to hit friends.
It is quite possible. Also, it's kind of an awkward space. Dance around Tex.
It is.
What was that?
Kind of a constrained space is what I said.
Oh yes, okay,
definitely that as well. But you know what you also get to do? You get to roll a D100. So that far right button of dice, go ahead and click on that once and then click roll
again.
Here
we go. Let's see.
And we have a 14. What does a 14 get us? Survey says.
For the record, paladins don't get extra attack until level 5.
When do rogues get it?
I don't think they ever do.
That's horrible. No.
Well, sneak attack only works once per turn.
Oh,
that's true. All right. I'll just have to take a few paladin levels then.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of planning on that.
Mm-hmm.
Our result for this is one that I hope is not relevant for tonight's game. If you fall within the next day, you automatically have the benefit of the Featherfall spell.
From a drop.
True.
You're 10 feet from a drop. That's
yeah.
I mean, yes.
that's pretty neat. Thing. I'll take it. Yeah. But
that's what you've got right now.
Okay.
And next
that up could be interesting.
Is A.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I think I can figure something out for that, but go ahead.
I just realized A is in a square that has grease splatter.
Oh no.
Oopsie.
And now I'm making sure I'm doing the right thing here.
Mm-hmm.
What's Cavill's spell save, DC?
16.
A power slides through the grease.
Whee!
That's a 22.
Wow.
Nice.
Yep, there he goes.
You say difficult terrain. I say whee! Sneak attack!
Pack tactics.
Mm-hmm. It is. But 16 does not hit. Offhand attack.
Press it.
We'll take the 25. We'll take that.
Wow. That's good.
Yes, we will take that 25.
And 1d4 plus 4, we do maximum damage, 8.
Plus the sneak attack?
I know.
Okay, yes, plus the sneak attack. I'll allow it this time.
I think that it's fair to call it a sneak attack when someone power slides through the grease, stops at the wall, throws psychic blades and over the head of the crouching tabaxi, and I think that's surprising.
I was going to say it's a good thing you're both visible, because otherwise I might have accidentally hit you.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
Mostly Tex. She's taking up most of the space.
She is.
No offense.
None taken.
And that means a D100 roll. A 98. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Come after me.
It's got a 9 in front of it. That's... I know roll high and roll low aren't really meaningful in a D100 sense, but I also know D&D tables.
Polymorphed into a chimera for 8 hours?
Chimera, yeah.
Oh, chimera. Is that, okay. Is that A's?
Well, let's go to actors. Thing? Let's go to...
Who is it for?
Monsters.
It's going to be for A.
Okay.
Can chimera use psychic blades?
Ooh. I don't feel so good.
Oh, how wow.
Big. Oh, no. Full-sized chimera.
Cavill, there is a tail in your face.
Yes, there is.
Usually, it's your sibling's tail. In this particular case, it's not.
Less so.
Since a D&D chimera apparently has a dragon head going on.
And
is it a kobold head?
I will say that the dragon head looks vaguely like A's head. Only okay. Bulkier. A is more sleek, lithe. Red dragons, mm-hmm. Less so. And apparently, according to this, while chimeras understand languages, well, specifically they understand Draconic, they do not have the ability to speak languages. So,
dragon head, they'd be able to speak Draconic, but oh well.
Well, according to this, they don't speak.
No, so, but they don't speak.
Oh, okay.
On the other hand, they do have 114 hit points.
Yes, and it's a polymorph. Which means if you reduce the chimera to 0, that just means you have A back.
Yes.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
And presumably A is not turned into mental. Does a polymorph
yes and no.
change who you think your friends
polymorph
are?
Polymorph changes your stats. It doesn't change your brain in regards to memories and stuff. You're mm-hmm. still you. But it does change your stats. So A now has an intelligence of 3.
Oh, no. Well, this is the time for A to shank us all in the back if A is still
I would never do that. I mean, roar. Roar.
Oh, it understands Draconic, but it can't speak it.
Yes.
Right.
Fun fact, A's wisdom score actually went up.
Yeah, that tracks.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, their strength and constitution also went up.
This is my second favorite role on this table. The first being casting grease centered on self.
Yes.
Speaking of casting grease centered on self, Cavill, it is your turn.
Well, this is no.
Roar.
Question.
Yes.
For our alleged enemy, do you feel like you're very resistant to mental effects now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think I can be charmed, but technically speaking, I kind of already have been, so that might be why.
Well, I'm just going to give this a shot.
Ooh, hold person. Let's find out.
Oh.
Hmm.
Aw. We find out that a 26 makes the save.
Oh.
But that had a decent chance of succeeding.
That had potential.
Yes. Is there anything else you wish to do?
And Tex is no longer invisible?
No one is invisible anymore.
Yep, we are all visible now.
Technically, Magpie still is.
Someone somewhere is invisible, but not us.
I prefer if you didn't mention it. I'm just kind of over here trying to finish my sandwich.
Tex can have 7 more hit points.
Oh, thank you.
I like how the button shows up for me to apply it to the protojuror if I wish to. No. No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, no.
Because I have the juror selected, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I don't think I will.
And Cavill, if that's the end of your turn, you do know what that means.
Roll a D100.
Roll a D100.
I would do it, Rockapella.
If you got another grease spell. A 39. Let's take a look at this. Huh. You gain resistance to all damage for the next minute.
Neat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tex, we are starting round 3. You might say we're ending round 2, but I continue to insist that you're the start of the round. So.
I'm going to do something ridiculous.
I am here for that content.
Mm-hmm. But who's going to play the waltz music?
Roar. Roar, 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 roar. By the way, for the record, I'm going to say for all of A's roars, they are actually the dragon head saying roar.
Fair. That's cool.
With an intelligence of 3,
he remembers.
A doesn't know that that's actually speaking.
That's the best approximation I can get with the movement that I have.
That is kind of ridiculous.
While I am moving around the juror and being very careful never to move more than 5 feet from it, I am saying, my friend dwarf, I have just noticed a geographical feature that would be of great interest to you and to the person who has sent you here. Would you be willing to see it?
I think I might be able to convince these old bones or new bones. I don't even think I have bones anymore, to be honest. But yes, I do think I might be able to convince this body of mine to come over here. And I was asked to examine everything. Yes, I do think I might be able to do that.
That is wonderful.
Once it's
I'm very glad you say so. Bait and switch.
You are going to have to remind me what that does. I think I know, but I want to stay within the
parameters. I just put it in chat.
I'm looking wrong.
I expend a superiority die and switch places with the creature, provided I spend at least 5 feet of movement and the creature is willing and isn't incapacitated.
Flip? Is that an action?
No. That's not even a bonus action.
It's a
That's
feature.
Just a thing you can do.
That's just a thing I can do.
And now you're going to...
And I get +4 to my AC.
And now you're going to attempt the thing you did previously, where a successful hit means you go backwards 5 feet. Well, not you, but somebody else.
The target.
I sure am. That's a 26 and a 21.
The 26 will hit.
The 26 will hit.
I do apologize for this. That's 13 points of damage, and I move the juror 5 feet directly to map right.
Oh, no hard feelings. Actually, it's the voice doesn't go like that, but it's more like, oh, no hard feelings. I love the gain on my microphone.
Yes. Question is, how far down does that hole go?
You hear a crunching sound below you. And
this is inspired, by the way, by The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Kind of thought maybe.
Okay. You also hear a second crunching sound below that.
Oh, good.
And a third crunching sound below that.
Marwood, drop your bubble if you want to live.
We do need to leave, don't we?
But the fourth sound you hear is not a crunching sound.
Oh.
Are you saying we're out of combat?
Yes.
Briefly.
Roar!
Until she climbs back up.
Chimera A is pointing at their back as they crouch down.
Hmm.
Roar, roar.
I don't know what that means.
I think that means
what is on A's back?
No one.
Marwood could be. We're supposed to get Marwood out of here, right?
Think so. And if some of those crunches means the tower is going down, we should probably take action to get out of here.
That's okay. That's very kind of you, young.
I'm going.
Being, but Chimera, like, Cobalt, whatever you are, but I can fly.
Oh, are you sure?
I mean, that was one of the first spells I learned. However, I don't think any of you can fly. Well, young person over there, currently airborne, probably can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you can probably fly, right?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Ellie, I can hear you.
Marwood is talking over you. But yes.
Okay, the player is saying, I'm sorry, I am going to insist on interrupting because I specifically took an action surge to do a specific thing.
Ah, okay.
Has Marwood bothered to do the thing that I said to do?
I'm going to say yes.
Member services, 7 to get the heck out of here.
There is no response.
We're still blocked off member services.
Player did not remember this. Character probably would have, but
you can undo your action surge then. I won't hold that against you.
Okay.
Right. So if we're getting out of here,
what happened to my action surge?
I do not know.
It's gone.
Oh, and it's gone now. Yeah.
Okay. It's undone.
I deleted it that time.
Okay. I just like blip out of existence and okay. That's fine.
Okay.
A, do you think?
Oh no! I accidentally scrolled up in the chat.
Well, A is still pointing at their back, as if to say, "Get on."
I think that's a very reasonable thing to.
I think that is a very reasonable thing to do.
Yep.
Marwood, you first.
Either that or cast fly,
if you can. When's the last time?
We need to leave before the juror comes back.
As luck would have it, Marwood does have fly as a spell. Okay. And it's already airborne.
So he can get out. Okay, we'll see you in a bit. Good luck.
Okay, so everyone hops onto A's back. It occurs to me that while we, the players, know that A will be a chimera for the next 8 hours, none of the characters are 100% certain about this.
Fortunately? Hobby
and text has... the one on the mild magic table.
Hobby has Featherfall.
I'm not gonna do that one.
Mech has fought Featherfall.
Yes,
Hobby is speaking at a whisper,
right?
Tex, your skin tone changes every color for the next. Well, your skin tone changes color every 30 minutes.
You
the text
are
says cycling through the colors of the rainbow. I'm going to say your armor then. Your carapace.
Yeah, armor.
Your outer coating, the powder coat.
Tex has entered Pride episode.
This mirror shell.
Yes. I am a luminous being. On the first day of. Sorry.
Yes. Keep going, Ellie. Keep going.
Yes, please keep going.
Oh, I am a luminous being. That was the joke.
Okay.
Yes, we're recording this on the first day of Pride Month.
Yes. On the first day of Pride Month, and you are cycling through, as the text states, all the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
So, very fitting. You are like
which means it's not a major Pride flag, which either has 8 or 6.
Well, yes. but you are like every major corporation during Pride Month in that you are still incredibly murderous, but you've changed your colors.
That was well said.
Yes. Well, also not true, because Tex is very kindly and tries to avoid hurting people when at all possible.
I was thinking of the corporation aspects.
Yeah.
Yes, but I had to change the actual statement in order to have it fit better with the joke. Yes. And then correct myself because Mech is the one that can just murder people. Well, who does? More often. Mm. But in any case,
what is the strength of a chimera anyway?
19.
Can A actually carry the Warforged?
That is an excellent question.
That's a great idea.
Hobby is going to bounce over and ask if, you know, a
whisper that is somewhat, you know, clinging to Cavil's front.
I rolled a nat 20 on an athletics strength check. Okay. A has never been more powerful than A is right now.
Okay.
Cavil is struggling to keep
Bobby
up with their boots of flying.
Poppy is probably clinging to the tail.
And with that very chaotic, comedic exit, we're going to end it here for tonight. What is this?
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. That was right. Fun. That was really so, fun.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is not exactly how I expected it to end, but we were rolling on two different wild magic tables.
Yes.
Tonight, I was joined by Beth and Ellie and Eo and Jen. Who wants to plug a thing?
I would like to say that Eo's mom writes books.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would also like to say about the wild magic that it was tactics that got us there, not the wild magic, and I am entertained.
Well, tactics did play a large part, but your rapid exit is possible due to wild magic. Because otherwise, you'd have to hike down the tower and get in a little rowboat.
There would be that. Well, actually, we'd jump out and do Featherfall and then get on the rowboat. Anyway, Eo's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. Yeah, there's no dash in. I was saying dash com? No, dot com.
Not dash com. I think that's got to be something else.
Yeah, that's definitely something else.
There was a dash in the URL, but no more.
I do remember that, yes. But yes. Still, okay.
Speaking of books.
Books. My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. I have some video game stuff on there, some other stuff on there. And I'm working on a big, huge thing that I may or may not finish, but that's at bookofjen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I haven't been producing lately because I was painting walls in my house instead. But you can find all of the episodes of Shattered Soulstone at shatteredsoulstone.com, including all the way back to the first one.
And speaking of websites.
Well, I take all of these recordings and I turn them into podcasts, which is how they are entering your ear holes right now. And I put them all on aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. I mean, you can find them wherever good podcasts are found, but also if you want to find all of them as individual campaigns, you can go there to get just the campaigns you want as opposed to the one RSS feed to rule them all. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, that address is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to support us financially, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, right, so I inspected the whole place and, it's warded, like you said, but, the riffraff ran away, and the whole tower's falling apart. So, yeah, take it or leave it. I think I'll take it. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Great. She's a real estate flipper.
Oh no.